Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you thought about giving your baby or children probiotics? And really, what is this whole sort of trend all about? My guest is Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson. She's board-certified pediatrician, mother of two, and the author of the Seattle Children's Hospital Seattle Mama Doc blog. And her new book is called Mama Doc Medicine. It's a fantastic book full of great information, hilarious bits of advice for parents just like all of us going through the same thing. And really, Dr. Swanson, welcome to the show, because what this does is put it to be okay that we're all going through this exact same thing together. Now let's talk about probiotics.
Sounds good.
To give or not to give, what are we doing with them now?
Well, let's first talk about what probiotics are. So probiotics are not an FDA-regulated medicine. They're actually supplements. And what they are is a strain generally, or sometimes a mixture of strains, of live bacteria that'll come either in a capsule that you can usually, for young kids and infants, you could open up the capsule and just sprinkle it in food. Sometimes they're in little packets, so you don't even have to open a capsule. And sometimes they're in powders. Now, some are actually stored and required to be stored in the refrigerator, some are not. And the reason there are differences is that there are different strains of bacteria. The most common strain of probiotics that have been studied in children and are advertised for use in infants and children is typically called Lactobacillus. Big fancy name. All that means is it's one strain of bacteria that live in our bodies normally and naturally. And if you've ever been told by anybody, eat yogurt with live cultures before you travel, the reason people are saying that is that there are live cultures of good bacteria that will live sometimes in yogurt and in fermented foods. And sometimes when we're traveling, because we're drinking foreign water, eating foods with different that are washed in different areas, there are different strains of bacteria that are there. So we can get infected with things, and or basically the whole colonies of bacteria that live in our gut will change. So probiotics for babies is really a new interest and area of research to try to determine if that will change kids' stool output. You know, one of my colleagues and pediatricians, Dr. Brian Vardabedian, this week was saying all parents are born natural stool gazers, which I just loved. You know, we obsess in some ways about our infants and toddlers' poop for good reason, because it just helps
us
understand.
I love poop talk myself. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I do. A lot of us do. I mean, and I'm used to it in pediatrics, of course, but we watch it, right? It really gives us reassurance. Our kid is eating enough. They're feeling okay. They feel better after they poop. And a lot of families really, particularly when it comes to babies, watch their kid's stool output, or the number of dirty diapers they have in a day, and they correlate it in some ways with fussiness and with behaviors. So probiotics have been studied for a number of different reasons. Number one, we really know that whenever a child is given an antibiotic, the good bacteria in their body, just like the bad bacteria we're trying to get rid of, it can vanish and get killed off by an antibiotic. So there is research that looks at probiotic use at the same time of whenever you're giving a child or even a teen a dose of antibiotics. And there is some study that says, really, if you give something like Lactobacillus, those supplements that you can get over the counter, if you give those at the same time that you give something like amoxicillin, the pink stuff that we give for ear infections, you may decrease the likelihood of diarrhea, or if a child gets a little diarrhea from the antibiotic, how many days they have that. And so as we
learn more... But it's not going to counteract it, is it, Dr. Swanson?
That's right. It's not. So it's not going to cause an infection in the ear or an infection in the lung. It's a bacteria that will likely live normally in the colon or even in the small intestine in your body. And this just kind of repopulates it so that when you're killing off the good stuff, you're putting a little of the good stuff back in.
And, well, that's good to know. And you know what? That's what parents want to know. They want to know, if they do that probiotics during the pink stuff, is it going to negate the effects of the pink stuff so that it's not going to work quite as well? You know, and certain other antibiotics are so expensive and whatever. So now what about all the antibiotics that we've got? Some people have a theory about our immune systems, Dr. Swanson, that we are over-sanitizing. And all of the antibiotics that are in food and hormones and sanitizers on counters and on our hands, can probiotics help kind of balance that whole world out?
Well, Melanie, that you ask a wonderful question. And I think there's a lot of national research going on. So, you know, even this last year, along with the Academy of Pediatrics, the Center for Disease Control launched what's called Get Smart About Antibiotics Week. Every year now, we're going to talk nationally really about how can we really engender new thinking about them. And why we say that is really that we know that each and every dose and in really every course of antibiotics we use for our children or for ourselves changes what's called the microbiome. Now, that's a big word that's really important. Some infectious disease doctors consider the microbiome, meaning all the good bacteria that live all over our skin, all inside our intestinal tracts and our mouths and things, that are really part of our digestion and part of our wellness. How are we really preserving that? So that we have to get smart about antibiotics because we never want to use them when we don't have to. And when we do use them, we want to use the right one and use it for as few doses and as few days as we can get away with when we need to treat an infection. And so probiotics are just the beginning of understanding how do we preserve that microbiome, all those good bacteria living on our skin, all the good bacteria living in our gut. How can we keep them alive and healthy to keep our bodies doing digestion well? And how can we avoid these antibiotics? Because what we're learning is that as we tinker around with the microbiome, all those good bacteria, we may be tinkering around with risk. So in the book, for example, we talk a little bit about giving probiotics at the time of infancy for fussiness and crying. And the data is a little wishy-washy. We don't think there's a lot of danger. Some parents report less crying behaviors and less fussiness, but time will really tell. And I think what we're also really thinking about is we know that each and every dose of antibiotics we give may change risk even for chronic diseases, things like inflammatory bowel disease, things like Crohn's disease as time goes forward. So how can we help parents know how to ask their pediatrician why they need an antibiotic if they're prescribed one and how long they use it, and then how can we think about using these probiotics? But the other thing you mentioned was really like, you know, there's antibiotics in our world. You know, we don't want people to flush down medicines and get contamination in our water source. We really ideally don't want to eat meat that's been raised with antibiotics sometimes. You know, we want to be more and more thoughtful. And we're really, I think, just on the beginning and the precipice of the research that's going to help us understand more and more how valuable all the good bacteria is in our baby.
Okay, so in the last minute and a half here, and I know that that is not easy for you, you have so much great information. Best advice for baby probiotics, do we or don't we? We talk to our pediatrician, obviously, but is it something you can try and it won't hurt and you can see if it helps, or what is your best advice?
Best advice is, you know, it's unlikely that your baby needs probiotics. If you're concerned about a baby getting a dose of antibiotics, or if you're concerned about a baby's behavior, crying behaviors, or their stool in some way, that's a great time to consider using probiotics to normalize or regain normal populations potentially of what's in their poop, what's in their gut. And in particular, you know, I would say a couple of reminders in that. You know, not using like antibacterial soap is a good recommendation, so you're not killing off the good stuff. But it's really, I don't think every parent has to go out and get probiotics for a healthy, well baby. It's really, if you're concerned about your child's health, that's when we really want to pinpoint conversations about the opportunities that probiotics afford as we learn more and more about them going forward.
Just very quickly, we only have about 30 seconds. What about giving them to your older children? You know, they've talked about it helping with immune system and with pooping and with all of that.
I don't think we have a lot of conclusive information that, for example, kids with belly pain, kids with constipation, kids with irritable bowel syndrome, we don't have a lot of great data about probiotics changing that, but we don't have any data that concerns risk. So it's something that's worth trying. If your child has any abnormality in their stool patterns or pain, that's when I'd focus thinking about it and talking about it with your pediatrician.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson, and the book is Mama Doc Medicine. It is put out by the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's a fantastic book, so much great information. And you know, if you missed any of the great information we give here, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at YourRadioMD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.